Charles Lawrence, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
First and foremost, please tell our listeners what Docomomo stands for and your mission.
Sure. Docomomo is it's a play on words for the documentation and the conservation of buildings and landscapes of the modern movement. And to flesh that out a bit, it means that we take a special stewardship of the built environment that falls into the gap between what we would consider historic and what has recently been built.
You know, the term modern is often used. I guess you could say it's broadly used to mean contemporary or of this moment. But in architecture and in art, it's something very specific.
Absolutely. And so typically when we write about modernism or the modern movement, we capitalize modern to try to separate it out from the concept of being contemporary. Within the organization, there are proponents of a concept of modernism that means an architectural expression that occurred between two very distinct points in time. But I think that the broader understanding is it is about a way of expressing architecture and design rather than a time frame.
How would you assess the impact of modern architecture on Atlanta?
Atlanta is, it's one of a handful of cities that really became what it is today. It took on its recognizable form during the period that modernism was king. And so when we look at modern Atlanta and we look at and understand our homes and our places of business and the circulation patterns and how we get from point A to point B, it all is about modernism. Everything from Portman's Peachtree Center downtown, which was a rebirth to downtown, to Hova Daniels Busby Colony Square, which and the Woodruff Art Center, which revitalized or created really a midtown, which had previously just been a residential district, and now it's this big arts center, and the interstates and all of that. I mean, that is Atlanta.
And yet, hand in hand with modern architecture was a rejection of the importance of pedestrians. You're invited in. You're meant to be struck by the image of the building, but then it's once you're inside that really matters. And a rejection of pedestrianism certainly hasn't helped Atlanta.
Not at all. And that is a real big challenge with working, you know, with the general public and understanding the value of modernism, because now walkability and urbanism are such important concepts that modern architecture often gets shunned for its rejection of those.
Well, transportation is at the heart of the reason for your being here today. Tell us about the MARTA Texture Tour and why it's part of Phoenix Flies.
Absolutely. Well, I guess first I'd love to just say that Phoenix Flies is one of the greatest cultural events that the city of Atlanta has to offer. It's an entire month dedicated to free tours of all of our cultural and historic assets. And so many organizations get involved physically or through donations or through just opening their properties up to these tours that it really is something that I hope that everyone in Atlanta is able to take advantage of. That being said, in Docomomo, our mission is to educate the public, and so it falls really well into what we're doing to participate in the Phoenix Flies event. And what we thought was that, you know, as you said, that transportation and urbanism are such important factors in how we think about our cities. MARTA has been doing a fantastic job in self-promotion and trying to get a larger ridership, that we could also combine this idea of looking at the the history of the development of MARTA. And in our research, what we found is that it's a really fascinating history. The planners who were involved early on understood the importance of having fantastically talented architects design these stations, and all of the stations are designed by different architects. And so you get these very personal touches across the entire system in a way that most transportation architecture just doesn't achieve, certainly not since the sort of the streamlined Greyhound bus stations of the 20s and 30s.
The MARTA-texture tour will include how many stations on the tour visit?
I think that if we had an infinite amount of time, we would try to cover them all, because they certainly all have something to offer. But because we try to limit it to less than an hour and a half, we're taking three stations. It starts at 5 points, and we start outside the station and talk about some of the architecture that is visible around the station, including the station itself. And then we go down to the platforms, take the train up to Peachtree Center, and again, we talk about the station, exit the station, talk about Peachtree Center and Portman's influence on that area, and then go back under and come up at North Avenue and repeat the process with some of the architecture in and around the North Avenue station.
So do all MARTA stations consist of modern architecture?
Nearly all of the MARTA stations were built in the 70s and 80s, and all of them are designed rather than sort of afterthoughts of functionalism. They really have a beautiful and sometimes nuanced approach to their design.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I think is amazing about the 5 Point Station being the hub of the MARTA system is that it takes a lot of cues from classic central train stations, but it's all done and interpreted through the lens of modernism.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the same sort of rising up from underneath and finding yourself in a large atrium space that's airy and bright and very much a welcome to Atlanta writ in concrete and polished granite.
With the recently passed sales tax increase to fund MARTA expansion, there could be construction of new rail stations. Do you have any thoughts on how those should be designed?
I think that it would be very important for any new station to continue in that tradition of seeking architectural qualities that don't necessarily need to be nostalgic to the modern with a capital M
mm-hmm.
Movement, but certainly should be of their time and expressive and something that later generations will look back on and say, oh, this very much represents the 21st century or the 2010s. And at the same time, I think that the city of Atlanta has done a wonderful job of incorporating art into its budgets. And MARTA began that very early on in their planning process. And so not only are all of the stations architectural gems, but they contain fantastic examples of modern art.
I think Maynard Jackson and the Office of Cultural Affairs had a lot to do with that.
Yes, I believe so. I've heard that some of the architects who are involved in the MARTA stations encouraged that program to continue through what they were doing and really invited the opportunities to incorporate art into their designs.
Charles Lawrence is a preservation specialist with the architecture firm of Lord X Sargent and president of Docomomo, Georgia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.